Well, after rattling off a five-game winning streak over a couple of weeks, the Kannapolis Cannonballers now find themselves losers of seven consecutive games here this week at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans have come in and have defeated Kannapolis in each ball game. 0-4 are the Ballers this week. They'll try to get out of their losing column tonight as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans will get set and ready to go here in just a moment from Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Your host, Dan Helody, as always, bringing you all the action live from Kannapolis. Again, Ballers have lost seven straight ball games, including four to these Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who enter the ball game again, the best team in minor league baseball with just records on the book. They still have not even lost 20 games yet, have the low-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs entering tonight's ball game. The Ballers and the Pelicans will do business. Again, fifth time this week these two sides have faced off. The leadoff batter for Myrtle Beach, Josue Uma, will dig in. Kevin Medea and James Triantos will follow in the order. The righty, Jared Kelly, on the bump for the Ballers. 6'3", 245-pound righty, is 0-3 with a 4.68 ERA. We're about set to go. Jared Kelly's first pitch of the ballgame is right at 6:33. It is outside, 1-0 your count. 88 degrees here in Kannapolis. It's a bit toasty, not too shabby, though. We'll get going now as Kelly with a 1-0 on Uma. 1-0 fastball from Kelly is off the plate quickly now. 2-0 on the leadoff batter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Josue Uma. Again, Uma, Medea, and Triantos in the order. Kevin Alcantara, center fielder, is in the cleanup spot. He will bat fourth. 2-0 from Kelly. Swung on by Uma, popped up in the infield. It shades foul. Third baseman Wes Kath is after it, but it'll land right in the front row of, looks like section 111 down there, where a fan makes a nice grab. Very nice. Already a good start. 2-1 count. Ezekiel Pagan, DH, will bat fifth. Batting sixth in the order is Malcolm Quintero, the catcher. Matt Warkentine, first baseman, will bat seventh. Jacob Wetzel, right fielder, will bat eighth. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Frank Hernandez. 2-1, big swing and a miss from Uma on a changeup from Jared Kelly. 2-2 is your count. Kelly, a four-pitch mix guy, four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup. In the Refugio, Texas native, making his 10th start on the year, just his fifth start at home. He's been on a pitch count for about a month now, however, slowly but surely getting back and deeper into ball games. 2-2. Off-speed off the plate to Uma, now count runs 3-2. Kelly splits when you look at his stats at home versus stats on the road. It's almost mind-blowing taking a peek at what he's been able to do on the road versus here at Atrium Health Ballpark. That's a 3-2. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Jared Kelly picks up his first punch out of the night. Josue Uma is down looking at strike three. Four out number one. Top of the first inning. They'll send Kevin Medea to the plate. When you look at the splits for Jared Kelly, again, this is his fifth start at home. In his four outings at Atrium Health Ballpark, 0-1 with a 7.27 ERA. And you take it on the road, and it's much better. First pitch outside, corner strike one. 0-1 count now on Madej. Compare that with the road. He is 0-2, but his ERA is sliced in half at 3.31. Pretty stinking good from Jared Kelly on the road. Trying to do better here at home in front of the home crowd. 0-1 is inside to Madej. 1-1 is now your count. Madej with a two-run home run in last night's ball game. Myrtle Beach taking last night 10-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 from Kelly. Big swing and a miss on and off speed pitch. 1-2 now on Madej. Kevin Madej, number 15 overall prospect in the Cubs organization. Getting the big two-run shot last night in Myrtle Beach's offensive explosion. Kelly the righty, another top prospect in his own system. 1-2, big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly, back-to-back punch-outs to lead off the ballgame. It's Uma and Madej going down on strikes. That'll send James Triantos, third baseman, to the plate. Again, last night, ballers trailing 10-4. They did get ahead a little bit early on, only trailing 3-2. However, Myrtle Beach just continued to pour the offense on. First pitch to Triantos is corkscrewed foul over by the ballers, dug out down the first baseline. 0-1 is your count. Kelly the righty again, 6'3", 245 pounds, number 8 overall prospect in the White Sox system, according to Baseball America. MLB Pipeline has him just one below at number 9 as the pitch is off the plate to Triantos. 1-1 your count. In the month of June, Kelly 0-1 with a 2.79 ERA. He's been improving after a rough start to the season. 1-1 is low and outside to Triantos. 2-1 now on the way. Kelly, known for a hard fastball. He's going to work mid-90s with consistency. Maybe get a mile or two an hour off on his two-seam fastball with some movement. That changeup, though, mid-80s is dastardly. 2-1. Grounded to third. Westcalf can't make a clean play over there at third base. It'll trickle into foul ground. Rounding first, headed for second is Triantos. It's going to go down as an error on Westcalf over there at third base. So reaching second is Triantos. It'll go down as an E5. He will make it all the way to second. Alcantara will dig in. Again, not really a tough play at third for Westcalf. It might have taken a funny hop. However, from my view up here, it looked like a rolling ground ball that Calf easily could have made the play on. So now Kelly will have a runner in scoring position to deal with in Triantos. Kevin Alcantara will dig in after a night off last night. First pitch from Kelly to Alcantara. Swung on, tapped up the middle. Sanchez from short makes the play. He's going to have no play. He's going to throw it to third, trying to get the runner Triantos. It is not in time. It'll be a fielder's choice for Kevin Alcantara as Sanchez decided to just hold on to the ball and then throw it over to third base, trying to get Triantos at third. Nonetheless, now runners on the corners and two down for Pagan. So already Jared Kelly in a little bit of trouble now. Runners on the corners. There are two down. He's got to face the hot bat, though, of Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan in last night's ball game, 1-for-3 with an RBI. He's picked up RBIs in almost every game this week. His time is called at the plate. Pagan will have to retreat back to dugout. Looks like he's going to grab another Evo shield, protect his elbow. Pagan this week, this is his fourth appearance. This is game number 5. He did have the night off once, batting a cool 636 against Cannonballer pitching. Here's the pitch from Kelly. Fastball just off the plate, 1-0. Pagan, the lefty batter, 6-1 from Guayanilla, Puerto Rico. 21 years of age, 13th round pick in 2018 by the Chicago Cubs. 1-0 from Kelly. Swung on, lifted foul. Another one coming at 1-1. Last time Kelly started at home, he set a season-high strikeouts. Back on June 11th against the Down East Wood Ducks. Three innings, three hits, one run, one walk, and six punchouts. Again, a season-high. Last time he started here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1. Beautiful pitch in there, 1-2, as Kelly catches Pagan sleeping on a changeup. Kelly, a power pitcher. He says he doesn't mind throwing a fastball by a guy. It's a reach out and try to hit it type pitcher. But then that changeup is oh so deadly at working in the mid-80s. 1-2, runner going. Swung on by Pagan, lifted in the air left field. Chasing after it towards the line is Bailey. Will he get there? Yes, he will. Makes the grab for out number three. Crisis averted for Kannapolis out there as it is an F7 in the book for Ezekiel Pagan. Third out of the top of the first inning. Bottom one headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the first here in Kannapolis, still scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. Luke Little, the lefty, will get things going on the bump for Myrtle Beach. He delivers the first pitch to Wilbur Sanchez. Big swing and a miss, 0-1 is your count on La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, it'll be Wes Kath and Colby Smelly following in the order. Sanchez cuts on the 0-1, lifts it high and foul, 0-2. Is now your count. Luke Little on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans tonight. 6'8", 220-pound lefty from Charlotte, North Carolina. Yes, he's from just down the road. Product of East Mecklenburg High School. 0-2 fastball is off the plate. 1-2 now your count. Luke Little ended up at San Jacinto JUCO out in Texas. After spending a lot of time at East Mech, now in the Cubs organization. 1-2 is off the plate. 2-2 now on Wilbur Sanchez. Against Sanchez, Kath, and Smelly. DJ Gladney, first baseman bat, fourth, batting fifth. Wilfred Veras, DH. 2-2 count on Sanchez. Here's the pitch from Little, is off the plate. 3-2 on the way. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, bat sixth. Batting seventh is Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder. Andy Atwood, second baseman, will bat eighth, and batting ninth is James Beard. 3-2, fastball is inside to Sanchez, ball four, leadoff walk for La Chispa. He'll reach first base safely. It'll send Wes Kath to the plate. Luke Little on the year, 1-2 with a 2.45 ERA. It's his 12th start on the year, is Luke Little. Last time out for him against the Fredericksburg Nationals, only lasting 2 2/3. No hits, no runs, two walks and three strikeouts. First pitch is off the plate, 1-0 count. Little, a Charlotte guy, his last three starts. He's combined to let batters only go 115. at the plate. 1-0, fastball in there, 1-1 count now on West Cath. Multi-hit game last night for West Cath. Takes a team lead in that category with now 14 multi-hit games. As the Scottsdale, Arizona native. Decent lead at first for Sanchez. So good a lead that Luke Little's going to go check on him at first. It's not in time. We'll have to await the 1-1 count. Cath leading the ballers with 56 hits on the year as he cuts on the 1-1, fouls it off his the inside of his own leg. 1-2 your count. Throw will go over to first base from the catcher, Quintero. Not in time by any means. 1-2 your count at the plate. Nobody out. Bottom first. Out in the outfield, it's Hernandez, Alcantara, and Wetzel. Left to right of the infield, it goes Triantos, Manea, Uma, and Workentine. Again, Quintero behind the plate for Luke Little. 1-2. Fastball just outside. Count even at 2-2. Colby Smelly awaiting on deck. Leader in doubles with 14 on the season. Sanchez with a great lead over there. Here's the 2-2. Outside and low. Count runs full now on Cath. Good at bat. Cath, Desert Mountain High School, Scottsdale, Arizona. Second round pick, exactly one pick behind James Triantos, third baseman for Myrtle Beach. 3-2 is dribbled foul down the line. It'll be picked up by Triantos to confirm a foul ball. We'll do another full count offering on West Cath. Wilbur Sanchez already was at second base using the speed over there. It was Sanchez. Full count, nobody out. Sanchez with a good lead. It'll be a pickoff attempt to first base. Sanchez into second. The throw is not in time. So despite the pickoff attempt, it is a stolen base for Wilbur Sanchez. Good speed from La Chispa. He picks up his team high 15th stolen base of the year. He's now safely in scoring position. West Cath still with a full count at the plate. Pitch is swung and missed on the full count, offering for strike three. Cath is down and is the first out of the ball game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Colby Smelly will now dig in. Sanchez, 29th stolen base on the year, 29. He does lead the team in the category. Smelly will now dig in. 1-for-4 with an RBI in last night's game. Currently in a 7-game hit streak. His longest on the year is 9. We'll see if he can extend it tonight. First pitch in there. 0-1 count now on Smelly. Sanchez is at second. Colby Smelly's doing pretty stinking good this series. 4-for-10 with an RBI. 2 walks and 2 runs scored. 0-1 roped into center field. Dropping is Alcantara. He will corral it, but it'll be a single for Colby Smelly. Advancing the hit streak does El Queso Grande. Now runners on the corners and one out for DJ Gladney. DJ Gladney, 2 homers in Thursday night's ballgame. Check swing on the first pitch. He does go around. 0-1 count now on Gladney. Oh for 3 with 2 walks in last night's ballgame. Little's pitch is swung on and fouled off into the Myrtle Beach dugout down the third baseline. 0-2 will now be the count. 16th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox is DJ Gladney. Little deep breath, 0-2. Swing and a miss from Gladney. Down on strikes for round number 2. Luke Little already picking up 2 punch-outs here in this bottom of the first inning. It'll send Wilfred Veras to the plate. Wilfred Veras will dig in. Two on, two out. First pitch from Little in there, 0-1. Wilfred Veras, not a bad series for him. 3-for-15 so far against Myrtle Beach. Last night over 2, but 2 walks. 0-1 big cut on and a miss. 0-2, now your count. Veras in the midst of an 8-game reach base streak. We're going to make it 9 tonight. Crushing lefty pitching, 371 on the year. 0-2, fastball right down Broadway for strike 3. Veras not a fan of the call. It'll send us now into the second inning at Atriemouth Ballpark. In between a walk and a single, Luke Little ends up striking out the side here in the bottom of the first. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network as the Ballers and the Pelicans go at it. Fifth time this week, and they are scoreless here at Atriemouth Ballpark. We'll be right back in just a moment. Top of the second at Atriemouth Ballpark. Jared Kelly back out on the bump for the Ballers. He'll deliver the first pitch on an off-speed pitch. Outside 1-0 count now on Malcolm Quintero. Be followed in the order by Workentine and Wetzel. Here top of the second, still scoreless at Atriemouth Ballpark. These two sides facing off for the fifth time this week. First time in program history for the Ballers that they have faced off against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-0 from Kelly. Big swing and a miss. 1-1 now on Quintero. Malcolm Quintero, one of a couple of bats for Myrtle Beach. He's had a pretty good week. Third start on the week. He's already got a home run to his name. 1-1 fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. In two games, just two hits, one of those being a home run. He has drawn 4 walks. As Quintero, good discipline at the plate. Kelly, though, already with 2 punch outs. Here's the 1-2. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? No, says our infield umpire tonight. In Elliott Melton, count will move even 2-2. Count even at 2-2 on Quintero. Kelly with 2 punch outs to begin the night. Got into a little bit of trouble with Triantos and Alcantara reaching pace. However, got out of the jam. 2-2. Swung on, foul tapped by Quintero. We'll do it again at 2-2. Again, Workentine, the Windsor, Ontario native on deck. Top 2, Kelly on the bump. Here's the 2-2 offering. Swung on, roped into right field for a base knock. It'll be a single for Malcolm Quintero to lead off this second inning. It'll send Matt Workentine, first baseman, to the plate. Good hard contact from Malcolm Quintero. Third hit in his third game. here this week against Kannapolis. That'll send now Matt Warkentin to the plate. Warkentin batting 250 this week. On the year, though, his batting average is much lower, batting a cool 138. Pitch to the plate is inside from Kelly, 1-0 your count. Velo down on that pitch, just about 92 miles an hour. Working the two-seamer inside on Warkentin. That two-seamer is a little slower, but has a lot more movement. 1-0. Four-seam fastball is up and away on Warkentin, 2-0. So he starts him with a fastball of the two-seam variety on the inside corner. He tries to go outside the four-seam. Kelly will probably try to drop a changeup down here next. 2-0. I guessed it correct. It swung on and fouled off. 2-1 your count. Jared Kelly's a fun guy to watch pitch. He's got four-plus pitches. Sometimes he just throws a couple too many meatballs over the plate. Runner at first is Quintero. 2-1. Fastball just low and outside. 3-1 now on Warkentin. Don't get me wrong, Jared Kelly produces plenty of strikeouts. The righty from Refugio, Texas. He's a big golfer. He's a big Call of Duty guy, too. Him and Rigo Fernandez constantly. Every time I go down to the clubhouse, they're always arguing about who's better at Call of Duty. 3-1 fastball off the plate. Ball four. Warkentin gets a free pass from Jared Kelly. Kelly walks his first batter on the night. That'll be now 2-1 and nobody out for Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder. Jacob Wetzel from Walkersville, Maryland will dig in now. 2-1, nobody out. Kelly in a bit of a pickle already, trying to avoid any further damage. First pitch to Wetzel, grounder to shortstop deep in the hole. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. He'll throw to third for the force. He's in there for out number one. Quintero out on a 6-5 put out for out number one. Wetzel will reach on a fielder's choice. Warkentin will advance to second. So we're in the same situation as the last batter. However, now one down for Frank Hernandez. Frank Hernandez, 9-0 for Myrtle Beach tonight. Batting just 125 against the Ballers. Is grounded to short for, on to second for one. On to first, stretch from Glennie in there. Double play ball. Some clutch defense by Kannapolis to get out of another pickle. Jared Kelly has to be buying all of his infield some steak dinners later tonight, as that is a inning ending at double play. 6-4-3. And that will conclude matters in the top of the second inning. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still scoreless here in Kannapolis. Bottom second headed your way. Benjamin Bailey will lead things off for Kannapolis here in the second inning. First pitch, fastball in there. 0-1, your count now on Benjamin Bailey. He'll be followed in the order by Misael Gonzalez and Andy Atwood in the order. Luke Little back out on the bump. First pitch was a strike. Now the next one is in there for a ball. 1-1, your count on Benjamin Bailey. Night off last night, back in the order for Guillermo Quiroz tonight against the lefty Luke Little. Pitch is in there. 1-2 now upstairs and on the outer part of the plate. Benjamin Bailey 0-3, but he does have four walks on the week. Another guy that's crushing lefty pitching, batting just 333. 1-2 fastball outside corner. Got him looking as the third consecutive punch out for Luke Little. As he's now got four on the evening. That sends Benjamin Bailey to the bench, and Misael Gonzalez will now dig in. The lefty Luke Little, 6'8", 220-pound lefty. Fourth round pick in 2020 by the Cubs. Pitch in there, 0-1 now on Misael Gonzalez. Luke Little seems like he's working that outside corner tonight very well against the righty bats of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 fastball is inside. Even now, 1-1. Andy Atwood is on deck. Made his baller's debut last night as a pitcher. 1-1. Off speed, low and inside. 2-1 now on Misa. Misael Gonzalez, after starting the year pretty hot, lately he's been kind of not. 0-3 with an RBI so far this week in his only game. 2-1 is off the plate now. 3-1. He is in the midst of a five-game on-base streak, is Misa. Hitting 333 against lefties. Against righties, though, a cool 151. 3-1. Swung on, fouled off by Misa. Another one coming at 3-2. Ballers rocking the blue tops tonight. White pants, tricolor caps with CB on the front. Pelicans also in blue tops. They're more of a powder blue. 3-2 off the plate. Ball four. Misael Gonzalez will get a free pass now with one down. We'll send Andy Atwood, the second baseman, to the plate. Ballers in the royal blue tonight. Myrtle Beach going more of a powder blue. Pelicans gray pants. All blue caps with a Pelican logo on the front. Rocking the alternates. Pitch is low and inside to the plate on Atwood, 1-0. Andy Atwood, 6'1", 195-pound, 25-year-old, born in Tulalip, Washington. Signed as a free agent by the White Sox this week from the Great Falls Voyagers. 1-0 is low and inside. Check swing, he did not go around. 2-0 your count. Andy Atwood was batting like 350 with the Great Falls Voyagers in the Pioneer League, which is now a independent ball team. Used to be the rookie affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. But with the contraction of minor league baseball, they were one of the teams left out. 2-0. Popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like the shortstop in Madej is going to hold off. It'll be the second baseman, Uma, right into shallow right field, making the grab. Four out, number two. It'll go down as a P4 for Andy Atwood. So one on and two down for the nine-hole man in James Beard. James Beard will dig in, entering the other night as a pinch runner. Played in last night's game. Didn't have the greatest nights at the plate. 0-5 with a strikeout. On the series, 0-11. Does have an RBI. Pitches inside to Beard, 1-0. Fourth round pick in 2019 out of Brookhaven, Mississippi is James Beard. One of the fastest guys in the White Sox system and in all of minor league baseball. 1-0 inside, 2-0 now on the chef, James Beard. Top of the order, and Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Packed house tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. 2-0. Swung on and missed at the plate. 2-1 count now on Beard. Post-game fireworks in planned tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark, so a packed house on hand. Temperature is cooling off as well with every pitch that is thrown. 2-1 is just outside. 3-1 on Beard. A slight breeze blowing out to left field. A couple of families out there on the berm with blankets spread out, enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. 3-1 from Little is off speed inside. Check swing. He did not go around. It is another walk in the inning for Luke Little. James Beard will take first base. Advancing to second is Misael Gonzalez. Now 2-on, 2-out. Top of the order, and Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. So the first time through the order here, Luke Little has tallied 4 strikeouts. He has walked 3 batters now. Ballers have just 1 hit to their name. However, now Clayton Mortensen, pitching coach for Myrtle Beach, go out and chat. Sanchez will dig in, 2-on, 2-out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. Another one coming at 0-1. Little on the bump, 2-on, 2-out. 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted high, and foul by Wilbur Sanchez. Heads up over there, over by section 103. 0-2 now your count. Sanchez last time up drew a walk, also swiped a base. Sanchez now with a team-high 29 stolen bags on the year. 0-2 from Little. Swung on, blooped into shallow right center field. Chasing in after it is Alcantara. Will he get there? He won't get there in time. Scoring on the play will be Misael Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez will pick up an RBI single. And the Ballers strike first here in the bottom of the second inning. RBI single from La Chispa. Providing a spark is Wilbur Sanchez. It'll send Wes Cath to the plate. 1-0. Good guys lead. Well, the Ballers get some early offense thanks to Wilbur Sanchez and a little bloop single into center field. Alcantara, the big 6'6" center fielder, was playing back on the ball. Had to cover a lot of ground. And now 2-on and 2-out for Wes Cath. Last time up, picked up a strikeout. Cath, though, always dangerous. Grounder past the shortstop Madej to left field for a base knock. Back-to-back singles for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and they both have produced RBIs. James Beard will score. Headed to second is Wilbur Sanchez and Wes Cath. RBI single puts the Ballers up now 2-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. That'll send Colby Smelly, the catcher, to the plate. He's picked up a single on the night. Ballers picking up singles like a sign-up chart for speed dating. Smelly will dig in now to face off against Luke Little, 2-on and 2-down. First pitch to Smelly is off the plate, gets by the catcher Quintero and loose into the infield. 1-0 will be the count. Guillermo Quiroz has to be pretty happy with the way the Ballers have been producing runs early tonight. Sanchez and Cath on base on second and first respectively. Smelly at the plate. Arnie has picked up a single tonight off of Little. 1-0 breaking ball in there. 1-1 your count now on the big cheese. There is already an arm warming for Myrtle Beach down the line as well. Looks like Tyler Santana is getting loose. 1-1. Fastball is low and inside to Smelly. 2-1. Righty Tyler Santana getting loose. 6-1, 205 pounds from Miami, Florida. Hey. Miami boy down there, 305. Little, he's a 704 boy from Charlotte. 2-1 inside, quickly 3-1 now on Smelly. Luke Little struggled to find the strike zone tonight. He's already given up three walks. Ballers have three hits, all of them being singles. Two of them are RBI singles. Check swing at the plate on the 3-1. He did not go around. It is ball four, and that is the fourth walk of the night already for Luke Little. And now bases are chuck full of ballers for DJ Gladney. DJ Gladney's already picked up a couple home runs in this week of action. Gladney's got two home runs to his name. He's got the prime opportunity here. Kath is at second, Sanchez at third, and Smelly at first. First pitch from Little, fastball in there, 0-1. Wilfred Veras, DH, is on deck. Straightaway defensive setup for Myrtle Beach, 0-1. Fastball inside, corner 0-2. Gladney not a fan of the call. However, according to our track man tonight, Jess Goldstein, saying that is in there. 0-2, your count. Gladney with the bases loaded. Two outs, bottom two. Ballers lead. The pitch is inside. Gets by the catcher, Quintero. Scoring on the play will be Sanchez. It'll be a wild pitch from Luke Little. Another run across the plate for the good guys. Kath the third, Smelly to second. More importantly, Wilbur Sanchez scoring on a wild pitch. Now 3-0 in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Now two in scoring position. Two down. 1-2 count on DJ Gladney. Gladney wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss on a breaking ball. For strike three as Luke Little picks up strikeout number five on the evening. It is now DJ Gladney. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. But ballers pick up three runs on three hits here in this second inning. Two hits in just the second inning. There was one in the first. Nonetheless, we're headed top of the third. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the order, due up top of the third here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Josue Uma will lead things off. Kevin Day and James Triantos follow in the order. Jared Kelly back out on the pump. First pitch is up and in. 1-0 is your count on Uma. Last time up, a strikeout looking. Kelly has picked up two strikeouts tonight, one of them being Josue Uma. 1-0 is just inside on the lefty Uma. 2-0 your count. Josue Uma been the pesky leadoff batter all week for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, batting .471 this week with a homer and six RBIs. 2-0 from Kelly. Off speed is just off the plate. 3-0 count now. Uma from San Francisco to Macquarie, Dominican Republic, 22 years of age, international free agent signee in 2016. 3-0 from Kelly. Fastball up and in, ball four. It is a four-pitch walk to lead off the third inning. Jared Kelly walks his second batter of the night. It's Josue Uma. It'll send it down to Kevin Manet, the shortstop. Kevin Manet, shortstop, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Swings on the first pitch, fouls it off, 0-1 count. Myrtle Beach entering the night again as the best team in minor league baseball. They haven't even lost 20 games yet. 0-1 count, decent lead at first for Uma. Kelly takes a peek, delivers the 0-1. Swung on, grounded, fair play. No, they're going to call it foul. Home plate umpire and Chad Patterson is going to call that a foul ball. 0-2 count now on Madej. Westcath made the play at third and already had moved the ball to second for a out. However, 0-2 will now be the count on Madej. Kelly on the bump will set the glove at the waist. 0-2. Swung on, popped up in the infield. It's straight up, and who's got it? Sanchez, the shortstop, will call everyone off and say, hey, that's my ball. P6 in the book for Kevin Madej. One shortstop pops out to the other. One down, runner still on first, and that'll send up Triantos. Kelly's first pitch to Trianto, swings on another pop-up. This is in foul ground. DJ Gladney in foul ground makes the grab. Four out, number two. P3 the book for James Trianto, as he's now 0 for 2 on the evening. It'll send center fielder Alcantara to the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Kevin Alcantara, number seven, overall prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. 6'6" outfielder, acquired in the Anthony Rizzo trade last year. Pitch is low and away, 1-0 count now on Alcantara. Ezekiel Pagan, DH, awaiting on deck. Top of the third, ballers hold the lead 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On a beautiful Saturday evening, pitch from Kelly on the 1-0, just inside. 2-0 your count. Tight strike zone tonight for Chad Patterson, according to our track man tonight. Pagan, the DH, awaiting on deck. 2-0 from Kelly. Fastball outside corner, 2-1 your count now. Jared Kelly lower in the ERA so far tonight to a 4.23. He's only allowed two hits, two walks as well for the righty from Refugio, Texas. 2-1. Swung on hard liner to short. Sanchez makes the grab. Third inning complete after a leadoff walk. It's a 1-2-3 for Jared Kelly. Pretty good start for this young man. He's still below 50 pitches. Headed into the bottom of the third inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilfred Veras will dig in, bottom third. Ballers lead 3-0. He cuts on the first pitch, hard liner right field, right at the right fielder in Jacob Wetzel. Out number one in the book already, one pitch, one out, F9 in the book. For the first out, it'll be Benjamin Bailey, left fielder now digging in. Veras, Bailey, and Misael Gonzalez do up bottom third. Ballers lead 3-0, thanks to a big second inning. New arm is on the pump for Myrtle Beach as well. Luke Little only lasting two innings as Bailey cuts on the pitch, lifted high and foul. 0-1 your count. New arm on the bump for Myrtle Beach. 6'1", 205-pound righty from Miami, Florida. 24 years of age, it's Tyler Santana on the pump. 0-1 count to Bailey. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swung on, fouled off again, 0-2. Bailey wiggling the bat over the right shoulder, 0-2. Just off the plate. 1-2, now your count. Santana's 1-2. Big swing and a miss. Strike three. Benjamin Bailey down on strikes for the second time tonight. Misael Gonzalez will now lead things off. Misael Gonzalez, a walk in the second, ended up scoring. Later in the frame on an RBI single from Wilbur Sanchez. Here's the pitch from Misa. Fastball is low. 1-0 your count. Gonzalez, the right fielder. In the lineup again tonight for Guillermo Quiroz. He's only appeared in one game before in this series. 1-0 line to second base. Making the play is Josue Uma. It's an L4 in the book for the third out of the inning. We're through three here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break here on the Ballers. Baseball Network will be right back. Ballers lead 3-0 over Myrtle Beach. Top of the fourth in Kannapolis. Jared Kelly back out on the bump. Ezekiel Pagan is at the plate. First pitch is up and in on the lefty Pagan. 1-0 is your count. Pagan, Quintero, and Warkentine do up in the order. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Here's the pitch from Kelly. Up and in. 1-0 your count. Jared Kelly again in his 10th start on the year. Just his 5th start here at home. 2-0 from the Refugio, Texas native. Fastball inside corner, 2-1. Last couple of outings, Jared Kelly's been on a pitch count. However, tonight doesn't seem like that's the case. He's just below 50 pitches. No arm warming in the bullpen for Kannapolis. Big swing and a miss from Pagan. 2-2, now your count. Quintero waiting patiently on deck. Here's the 2-2 from Jared Kelly. Swung on and tapped down the line. Foul by Pagan. Another one coming at 2-2. Looks like there are two arms getting loose just in the dugout for Kannapolis. Looks like one is Angel Acevedo. Another one appears to be Tyson Messer, who is just activated off the injured list today. Tyson Messer rejoining the staff for the Ballers out of the bullpen. Jared Kelly, 2-2 pitch. Fastball just low, count will run full. Sun's starting to set here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Saturday evening. Post-game fireworks on tap. Looking forward to all the fun. 3-2. Inside ball four. Another leadoff walk for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It is none other than Ezekiel Pagan. Leadoff walk in the last two innings for Jared Kelly. That'll now send Malcolm Quintero to the plate. Couple other games going on tonight in the Carolina League. Bottom of the eighth in Fayetteville already. They get started at 5:05 on the Saturday evenings. 8-1, Augusta Green Jackets lead over Fayetteville as Quintero cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. 1-0-1 your count. Salem leading over Fredericksburg, 3-2 up at Haley Toyota Field. Charleston at home against the Columbia Fireflies. They're trailing 5-2. Of course, here in Kannapolis, Ballers lead 3-0 over Myrtle Beach. 0-1. Fastball in there quickly, 0-2. 95 on the radar gun from Jared Kelly. Bottom of the second in Delmarva, the Shorebirds and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Delmarva leading 2-0 over Lynchburg, the North Division champions of the first half. 0-2, lifted foul by Quintero. Bailey chasing after it, runs out of room. We'll keep it at 0-2 and do it again. Already a final tonight as well. The Down East Wood Ducks taking down the Carolina Mudcats. 5-0 over at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Ballers will be in Kinston next week to face off against the Wood Ducks again. It'll be the final time the two sides face off on the year. 0-2. Off the plate, now 1-2 on Quintero. It'll be the final six-game set of the Down East Wood Ducks next week out in Kinston. Ballers still have three games left against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That'll be later in the month of July. Then they face some new teams. 1-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up strikeout number 3 on the evening. Malcolm Quintero is down on strikes. The first time tonight, he's now 1-4-2. It'll send Matt Warkentine, first baseman, to the plate. Warkentine gets on the pitch, fouled, 0-1 your count. A 1 count, 1 down. Runner on first is Ezekiel Pagan. Kelly on the bump. Here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball up and away. 1-1 your count. Angel Acevedo now getting loose down the line for Kannapolis in the bullpen. Kelly at over 50 pitches now. He's at 58. Pitch is in there. Beautiful pitch from the righty. 1-2. Kelly's longest start on the year. He's done it twice as four innings. Both have been on the road. One in Fayetteville and one in Augusta. And I've been present for both. Pitch in there, swung on, grounded to shortstop. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play on to second for one. On to first inning ending double play for Jared Kelly and the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they get through now four innings of a clean action. Jared Kelly allowing just two hits on the night. Good stuff from the righty from Refurio, Texas. Bottom four headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers. Baseball Network will be right back. Good guys lead 3-0. Andy Atwood, James Beard, and Wilbur Sanchez due up in the order bottom fourth. Ballers lead 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball as Atwood cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. Down the third baseline, 0-1 is your count. Andy Atwood last time up with a pop-out to second baseman in Josue Uma. Digs in now to face off against Tyler Santana on the bump, 0-1. Swung on, lifted high, and foul by Atwood. Another one coming at 0-2. Tyler Santana, again, 6'1", 205-pound, 24-year-old, product of Jacksonville University, the Dolphins. 0-2, swung on, lifted into shallow right field. Chasing after it is the second baseman, Uma, called off by Wetzel, the right fielder, who makes a sliding grab out there for out number one. It's an F9 in the book for Andy Atwood, the first out of the fourth inning. That'll send James Beard to the plate. Santana 6-0 with a 2.66 ERA. 14 games, this is his 15th appearance. He has made two starts on the year as well. 47 strikeouts in 47 innings. Pretty stinking good stuff from the righty. Beard cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. 0-1 your count. Tyler Santana spending time last year in the Arizona Complex League as well as with the South Bend Cubs for 8 games. Finds himself in Myrtle Beach now, 0-1. Off the plate, 1-1 now on the chef, James Beard. Santana, non-drafted free agent signee in 2021 by the Chicago Cubs back on July the 21st. 1-1, Beard is inside, 2-1 now. Beard the walk and a run scored in the second inning. Two-one count, one down. Here's the pitch from Santana. Big swing and a miss from James Beard. 2-2 now your count. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. 2-2. Off speed is just low. Santana not a fan of the call at all. Nonetheless, count runs full. And Sanchez on deck. Pitch to the plate. Off speed. Ring him up. Got him. Looking called. Strike three. James Beard not a fan of the call. Nonetheless, it is the second out of the inning and the second strikeout of the night for Tyler Santana. Back to the top of the order now in Wilmer Sanchez. So the second time through the order, ballers pick up two singles, a walk. They've struck out three times in the second time through the order. Pitches off the plate, 1-0 to Sanchez. He's picked up a single and a walk tonight, as well as a stolen base. He's now 29 stolen bags on the year. 1-0, big swing and a miss. 1-1 your count. Kath at the on-deck circle. 1-1 fouled off by Sanchez. 1-2 now your count. Straightaway defensive setup for Myrtle Beach. Ballers lead 3-0. 1-2 on the way. Swung and a miss for strike three. 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Tyler Santana. Much needed as the Ballers have picked up runs and hits in nearly every inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings from Tyler Santana. New arm on the way for Kannapolis. When we return, looks like Jared Kelly's night is done. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's Tyson Messer. Swing and a miss from Jacob Wetzel. 0-1 is your count. Tyson Messer going in with, like, no warm-up pitches at all. Messer going in and is back in the lineup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers bullpen. 0-1 to Wetzel is in there. 0-2 now. Messer just activated off the injured list today by the Chicago White Sox. Angel Acevedo is supposed to enter, however, needs a couple more warm-up pitches, meaning Tyson Messer will go in for about an inning or so. He's not a guy that goes very long in ball games, but he produces when needed. 0-2 lifted in the air, high into shallow left field. Chasing after it is Sanchez, but Benjamin Bailey will camp under it down near the line and make the grab. Four out number one goes down as a lift out to left field for Jacob Wetzel, F7 in the book, and will now send it to the nine-hole man and Frank Hernandez. Everybody up in the press box here thought it was Angel Acevedo going in. However, Tyson Messer has entered the ballgame in relief of Jared Kelly. Kelly's book is closed. He will not get a victory tonight, but more than likely, unless the Ballers blow the lead. Kelly will not get credit for a loss either. No decision on the way. Four innings, two hits, three walks, three strikeouts. No runs allowed by Jared Kelly. 1-0 fastball is inside to Hernandez. 2-0 now your count. As for Frank Hernandez tonight, grounded into a double play back in the second. Again, Jared Kelly, three walks, three strikeouts. 2-0 from Messer. Off the plate, 3-0. First shutout outing for Jared Kelly since back on May the 22nd against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 3-0 from Messer. Off speed in there, 3-1. Messer, a two-pitch mix guy. Fastball and a slider. Entering with a 9 ERA to his name is Tyson Messer. 3-1. Off the plate, but in there is now 3-2. Messer 2-2 entering tonight with a 9.35 ERA, making his 12th appearance on the year. In 8 2/3 innings, he's got 8 punch-outs. Opponents are batting 281 against Tyson Messer. 3-2 is just low ball 4. It is a walk issue to Frank Hernandez. He'll reach base for the first time tonight. It'll send it back to the top of the order in Josue Uma. Tyson Messer, 2019 ninth round pick out of Campbell. He was a fighting camel out of the Big South Conference. Born in Raleigh, North Carolina, raised in Lillington, North Carolina. Over in the Sand Hills area. First pitch to the plate in Uma is off the plate, 1-0. Messer, a fastball and a slider. Has not pitched since May 17th. 1-0. Fastball, lower part of the zone, 1-1. Madej, the shortstop, awaits on deck. 1-1. Swung on, lifted high, and foul heads up in the right field terrace. Another one coming at 1-2. Over near the new location for the roasted corn. Over in the plaza area, just by the main gate, gate 1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We've had a couple of movements on some of our concessions carts. 1-2, lifted down the line, foul ball. Called by home plate umpire Chad Patterson. 1-2, now your count. On Josue Uma. Roasted corn has now moved over towards gate 1 a little closer. Team of Chris Beasley, Dodd Petrari, Tristan Sneed, all putting together a great product in all of our wonderful concession stands and our carts all around Atrium Health Ballpark. Even added a new cart over by the third base side. It's a gourmet sandwich cart. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. 1-2 tapped foul by Uma. 1-2 will remain the count. Gourmet sandwich cart with 7 made-from-scratch sandwiches. Anything from grilled cheese to a portobello mushroom sandwich. And the double-decker ham, turkey, bacon sandwich with Swiss and cheddar. Man, that sounds incredible right now. 2-1-2. You know what else sounds incredible? A Tyson Messer strikeout. Good thing we just got one. Swing and a miss from Josue Uma. It is the second out of the fifth inning. First punch out on the night for Tyson Messer. He'll send it now to Kevin Madej, the shortstop, 0-2 on the night. A new sandwich cart down the third base line here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Roasted corn has now moved over closer to gate 1. And there's a new grab-and-go stand here at the ballpark as well. First pitch is skied behind home plate. Heads up in right behind home plate section 108. It's a pop-up. Looks like a foul ball lands right in the seats. 0-1 your count. 0-1 count, heads up, everyone's okay. That's a good sight to see. Everyone is all right. The ball was hit high and hard by Kevin Medei. 0-1 count, here's the pitch from Messer. Check swing at the plate, he went around. 0-2 now your count. Runner on first is Frank Hernandez, the left fielder. 0-2 count, two outs, top of the fifth inning. Ballers leading 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 0-2. Swung on, lifted high in the air into left field. Chasing after it is Benjamin Bailey. Warning track, he'll make the grab on the warning track. Crisis averted for Tyson Messer. It is an F7 in the book for Kevin Medei. Looked to be an almost an identical fly ball to last night, and he hit a two-run shot last night. So you can see where a little bit of fear might have played in to my call there. Bottom five headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys lead 3-0 here in Kannapolis. Fifth inning here in Kannapolis. West Cath will dig in. First pitch is off the plate. 1-0 your count on West Cath. Scottsdale, Arizona native Colby Smelly and DJ Gladney due up now in the order for Kannapolis. Bottom five, good guys lead 3-0. Santana on the bump. Pitch is in the dirt. Now 2-0 on West Cath. 1-for-2 in the night with a single back in the second inning. Santana back out for his third inning of action. He's had back-to-back 1-2-3 outings. 2-0. Off the plate, 3-0 now. Packed house tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Post-game fireworks on tap, ready to go. 3-0 up and in, ball four. West Cath draws a leadoff walk. He's on base for the second time tonight. It'll send up Colby Smelly. Santana allows his first base runner of his outing. Now Smelly will dig in. Smelly extending his streak to now 8 games as now time called. Not quite sure what the holdup was. Looks like Chad Patterson, our home plate umpire, was looking at something out in the left field area. Nonetheless, we're back playing baseball. Colby Smelly digs in. Pitch from Santana. Fastball just low. 1-0 your count. Smelly 1-for-1 on the evening. Singled in the first and doubled in the second. Cath with a good lead at first base. 1-0. Swung on hard grounder. Past the shortstop Medei into left field for a base knock. Colby Smelly 2-for-2 now on the night. West Cath advancing to second base. It'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. First Alders are picking up runners like an overstaffed family-style restaurant. As that'll now send DJ Gladney up to the plate. First baseman 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Santana on the bump. Here's the pitch. Swung on, another grounder to short. This will be played by Madej. On to second for one. Throw to first, and they get the double play. Kath does advance to third, though. It is a 6-4-3, a double play. DJ Gladney, not his greatest night at the plate, but two down now, and West Kath still is on a third base. Wilford Veras will now take his turn, 0-for-2 on the evening. Pitch off the plate. 1-0 count now on Veras. Strikeout in the first inning and a flyout in the third. 1-0. Big swing and a miss. 1-1 your count. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, waiting on deck. Middle of the order for Kannapolis has been struggling. Gladney, Veras, and Bailey on the night so far, 0-for-7. 1-1 is low. 2-1 now on Wilfred. 19-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. From Santana. Off the plate and away in the dirt. Now 3-1 on Wilfred Veras. Acevedo continuing to warm up down the line for Kannapolis. From Santana. Swung on, tapped foul. Grounder into the Myrtle Beach dugout. Heads up down there. Full count now on the baller's designated hitter. From Santana. Fastball up and in, ball four. And it is now another base runner for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Runners will be on the quarters now as both runners reached via the walk. West Kath at third and Wilfred Veras at first. He's on base for the first time tonight. That'll send Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder, to the plate. 0-for-2 on the evening with two strikeouts. First pitch from Santana, fastball off the plate. 1-0. Misael Gonzalez on deck. 1-0 from the 305 Miami Florida boy is off the plate. 2-0. Tyler Santana from Miami. From Santana is low and outside. Count is now 3-0. Benjamin Bailey looking to reach base in tonight's ballgame for the first time. 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway. Get me over pitch. 3-1 your count. Swung on, a swinging bunt, foul down the third baseline. Full count now on Benjamin Bailey. Night off last night for Bailey. Santana making his first appearance of the series here in Kannapolis. Misael Gonzalez on deck. Bottom of the fifth inning, ballers lead 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pleasure to have you join us here on the broadcast. Dan Helody, as always, bringing you the action. 3-2 outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Benjamin Bailey is now 0-for-3 with three strikeouts on the night. Quick break. We're through five at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of six headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. James Triantos to lead things off, top of the sixth inning against the new arm on the bump, Angel Acevedo. Pitch is in there, 0-1 your count. Angel Acevedo has entered the ballgame. 6'1", 205-pound, 23-year-old from Calabozo, Venezuela. Enters in relief of Tyson Messer, who goes one inning in relief of Jared Kelly. 0-1 is off the plate now, 1-1. Triantos on the night is 0-2. He did reach on an error in the first inning. Multi-hit game last night for Triantos, 2-for-5. 1-1 after a deep breath from Acevedo. Fastball in there, 1-2 your count. Triantos, number 4 overall prospect in the Cubs organization. Out of Fairfax, Virginia, second round pick in 2021. Time called at the plate by Triantos. We'll have to await the 1-2. Deep breath. Here's the 1-2 from Acevedo. Fastball outside. Corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Angel Acevedo. One night on the bump. And it's one strikeout for James Triantos. He's now 0-4-3 on the evening. Quick break, and now Kevin Alcantara will dig in. First pitch from Acevedo to Alcantara, lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 0-1. One count, one down. Alcantara is at the plate. Pagan is on deck. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, tapped foul. Another one coming at 0-2. Alcantara reaching on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. He is 1-4-2. Deep breath, 0-2 from Acevedo. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Back-to-back punch outs for Angel Acevedo here in this top of the sixth inning. It'll send it now to Ezekiel Pagan. Kevin Alcantara now 1-for-3 here in this series. He is now 1-for-16 at the plate. Not too hot. Pitch is low to Pagan. 1-0. Pagan has been a hot bat, very much in contrast to Kevin Alcantara. From the righty. Inside on Pagan. Now 2-0. Pagan, a fly out in the first inning and a walk in the fourth. Ended up being called out at second on a double play ball. Acevedo's 2-0. Swung on and fouled back over my head here in the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1 now your count. Acevedo sets the glove at the waist. 2-1. Fastball in there, called strike 2. 2-2 now your count. Quintero, the catcher, waiting on deck. Top of the sixth. The good guys lead 3-0 at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's now time called by Ezekiel Pagan. Acevedo is ready to roll. He's not trying to waste any time. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, lifted in the air, shallow left field. Benjamin Bailey's going to have to come in. He'll come in a couple steps and make the grab. 4-out number 3. It is a F7 in the book for Ezekiel Pagan. 1-2-3 inning for Angel Acevedo. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 7-8-9, due up in the order for Kannapolis. Bottom sixth inning, Misael Gonzalez. Big swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. Gonzalez, Atwood, and James Beard due up. Bottom sixth, good guys lead 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 from Santana, back out on the bump, his fourth inning of action. Off the plate to Gonzalez, 1-1. Misael Gonzalez, the Bayamon Puerto Rico native, 12th round pick in 2019. 1-1, swung on, grounded to third base. Triantos makes a stabbing grab. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number one. It's a 5-3 ground out for the first out. They'll send Andy Atwood to the plate. Andy Atwood getting his first start of the year for Kannapolis. Made his debut last night in a relief situation. Yes, he pitched. Position player pitching. Santana's pitch is in there, 0-1. Andy Atwood from Tulip, Washington. Again, a free agent signee just this week by the Chicago White Sox. 0-1. Swung on, grounded to third base again. Triantos busy over there at the hot corner. He'll fire it across the diamond in time. Four out number two. It's two straight ground outs to James Triantos over there at third base. They'll send it to the 9-0 man in James Beard. James Beard will dig in. He's 0-1 on the night. Pitch is swung on and looped into right field. Charging after it is Wetzel. He's going to have to stop. It'll be a two-out base knock for James Beard. He's on base for the second time tonight. They'll send it back to the top of the order now in Wilbur Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez, a walk, a single, and a strikeout on the evening. Beard at first base. Runner going on the pitch. Sanchez shows bunt, pulls it back. It's a ball at the plate. Throw it a second. It's well off the bag. And it is a stolen base for James Beard. Now a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-0 count. James Beard picking up his 20th stolen base on the year. He's second on the team now. Only trailing the man at the plate in Wilbur Sanchez, who picked up his 29th stolen base of the season earlier in the ballgame, back in the first inning. 1-0 count on Sanchez. Santana on the bump. Here's the pitch. Grounder to second base, making the play cleanly is Uma. Fires sidearm over to first in time. Three ground outs for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the inning. But James Beard does pick up a single and a stolen bag. That is all she wrote. Through six. Quick break. We'll be right back. Top of the seventh headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. We're in the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Annapolis Cannonballers and Myrtle Beach Pelicans going at it. First pitch to Malcolm Quintero in their 0-1 York count. Angel Acevedo out for his second inning of action in relief of Tyson Messer, in relief of Jared Kelly. Starter on the bump tonight for Annapolis. It's been a masterful outing on the bump so far tonight, and it keeps getting better. 0-1 is grounded, is lined over to short. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play, fires to first base, but it's not necessary. It's an L6 in the book for the first out. It'll send Matt Warkentine to the plate, the Windsor, Ontario native. Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization. This is the first time the Myrtle Beach has ever visited Annapolis in their history. Myrtle Beach started as a ball club in 1999. Pitch cut on and missed by Warkentine, 0-1. I'm going to make some folks sound really old when I say this, but Myrtle Beach Pelicans were founded in 1999. I was born in 2000. 0-1 is off the plate to Warkentine, 1-1. This is the second year of the Pelicans being in low A. They were a high A affiliate of the Cubs for a while. Also an affiliate of the Texas Rangers back in the day. 1-1, beautiful pitch from Acevedo in there, 1-2. This is the first time in both White Sox and Cubs history, though, that both of their low A teams are matching up with each other is this week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So we're a part of a little history in Chicago baseball here every night in Annapolis. 1-2, swung on at the plate, unable to be corralled by Smelly. He'll have to confirm the strikeout with a throw to first base. It'll go down as a K2-3 in the book for Matt Warkentine. Acevedo has retired five straight in his five batters faced. That'll send Wetzel, the right fielder, to the plate. I actually didn't make any jokes on Tuesday night. I had to wait till Wednesday to make the joke about Wetzel's pretzels. I've never had a Wetzel's pretzel. I've heard they're good. Pitch is lined foul by Wetzel. 0-1 your count. Can't go wrong with a good Auntie Anne's pretzel. I'm not a big salt on my soft pretzel guy, though. More of a cinnamon sugar guy. Acevedo on the bump, 0-1. Lined foul, and quickly now 0-2. I know some people do the dip it in mustard thing, too. I'm not a huge fan of that. It depends. I guess if I have to on a plain pretzel, that sounds kind of decent. Now I want a pretzel, darn it. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Liner up the middle. Sanchez plays it perfectly. Fires to first in time. Another 1-2-3 inning for Angel Acevedo on the bump. He's retired six in two innings of action. Quick break, but first, we're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 3-0 over Myrtle Beach. Quick break in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. It'll be the bottom of the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh here in Kannapolis. Pitch is up and in at the plate on Wes Kath. Back at the bump for Myrtle Beach in his fifth inning of action out of the bullpen is Tyler Santana, the righty. 3-0 your score in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 count on Wes Kath. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hard liner foul down the left field line. 1-1 is your count. Kath, 1-for-2 on the night. He had a single in the second inning. He also had a walk in the fifth. Colby Smelly, catcher on deck. DJ Gladney is in the hole. 1-1. In the dirt, picked out by Quintero. 2-1 your count. Wes Kath, number 6 overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Picked 57th overall in the second round of last year's draft. He cuts on the 2-1, fouled off. 2-2 your count. Wes Kath, the 57th overall pick in the draft last year. Pick number 56 is at third base. That's James Triantos out of the Chicago Cubs organization. Back-to-back third baseman picked in the draft in the second round. 2-2. Breaking ball is in the dirt. Count on out, run full on Kath. Kath, a completely different player, in all honesty, than from what I've seen of Triantos this week. 3-2 from Santana. Breaking ball outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Wes Kath, not a fan of that call at all. According to our track man, that is not a good call either. Nonetheless, it is Colby Smelly now stepping in. Unfortunately, the track man may be right, but home plate umpire Chad Patterson has to make the call in the ultimate end all. Colby Smelly will dig in as Kath is down on strikes for the second time tonight. He'll send Smelly to the plate. Smelly has reached base every time he stepped to the plate tonight. Two singles and a walk. Pitch is outside, 1-0 on a fastball. I was talking about pretzels in the last half inning. Now I'm hungry. 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Sometimes you just need a mid-game snack. I miss being able to do that. Haven't had a mid-game snack in quite a while at Atrium Health Ballpark. Of course, when I was color commentating for Trevor Wilt last year, was able to just mute the microphone and enjoy a bite every now and then. However, I got to deliver all the action now. 2-0 is low, 3-0 your count. I do appreciate everyone tuning in and hanging out here at Atrium Health Ballpark or on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody is always bringing you the action. 3-0, fastball, low ball, 4. Colby Smelly draws a 4-pitch walk here with one down in the seventh inning. Ballers get another base runner that'll send now DJ Gladney to the plate. With the exception of the third and fourth inning, Kannapolis Cannonballers have had base runners in every half inning. Kannapolis has also walked a grand total of 7 times tonight. Starter Luke Little walking 4, and now Santana walking 3. Pitch is in there, 0-1 on Gladney. Gladney 0-for-3 on the night. 2 strikeouts and grounding out to a double play in the fifth. 0-1 from Santana. Swung on, tapped foul by Gladney. 0-2, now your count. Wilfred Veras, DH, awaiting on deck. Take a look at some of the other games going on as well in the Carolina League tonight. Of course, this is the second night of action in the second half of the Carolina League season. 0-2 off the plate, 1-2 to Gladney. Fayetteville now trailing 13-8 in the bottom of the 10th inning out in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers trailing by 5 in extras. Top of the 9th in Salem, the Red Sox leading over the Fred Nats. They actually just got the job done out there in Salem. 1-2 pitch from Santana to Gladney is off the plate and even at 2-2. Charleston River Dogs trailing Columbia 7-3. Bottom of the 8th inning down in Charleston. Bottom 5 in Delmarva, the Shorebirds leading the Lynchburg Hillcats 4-2. A couple of finals as well tonight. Down East picking up a big win, 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. 2-2 is lined into left field for a base knock with one down. Colby Smelly advances to second on the play. Gladney is at first base with his first base knock of the night. It'll send Wilfred Veras to the plate. Salem gets the job done tonight. They take down the Fred Nats 8-3. And oh, how the mighty have fallen. The Fredericksburg Nationals, after being one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball early in the month of April, have now dropped to 500. They are 34-34 on the year. In contrast, how about the Down East Wood Ducks? Starting out as one of the worst teams in the Carolina League, and all of a sudden now they're above 500, 35-33. Of course, these standings are reset. First half ending on Thursday night. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans clinched here at the Atrium Health Ballpark on Thursday night. And a little bit of a champagne shower in front of the third base dugout. And then in the North Division, the Lynchburg Hillcats clinching the playoff spot. Veras lifts the ball high and deep into left field. Chasing after it is Hernandez. He's just going to sit back and watch that one fly. It's out of here. Three-run shot, Wilfred Veras here in the bottom of the seventh inning gives the ballers some insurance, like Progressive, like a good neighbor. Wilfred Veras is there. That's a different insurance company. It's all good. Wilfred Veras, his seventh home run on the year, 30th RBI now, as the good guys lead 6-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Wilfred Veras scorching a fly ball into left field. Benjamin Bailey will dig in. Here's the pitch from Santana. Swung on and fouled over the Atrium Health Ballpark sign. 0-1 your count. Smelly scores. Gladney scores. Again, Wilfred Veras with his seventh home run on the year. Gives the good guys a 6-0 lead. Pitch in there. 0-2 now on Benjamin Bailey. Another arm now getting loose for Myrtle Beach down the line. 0-2 in the dirt and well short of the plate from Santana. 1-2 your count. Time called now at the plate. Looks like there's a loose baseball behind home plate. And look at the work by our wireless cameraman back there. Ball got loose from the bullpen. All the way behind home plate. 1-2 count on Bailey. Here's the pitch. Off the plate and away. Now 2-2 count. Santana at the plate. Bailey at the plate, I should say. 2-2 is low and inside. Count now runs full. Fire truck off in the distance. Making their way into downtown Kannapolis. Going to drive by the Gem Theater here in just a moment. 3-2. Hard grounder over to first base. Making the play is Workentine. He'll jog over and step on the bag. Four out number two of the seventh inning. Benjamin Bailey out on a 3-2 for the second out. It'll send Misael Gonzalez to the plate. Misael Gonzalez, a walk, a line out, and a ground out on the evening. Santana doing the dirty work out of the bullpen after Luke Little unable to survive a long outing. Pitches inside, 1-0. Misael Gonzalez at the plate, 1-0. Swung on, grounder to shortstop. Tough play at short for Madey. It gets past him and into center field. Misael Gonzalez with a single here in the seventh inning with two down. It's his first base hit of the night, second time he's reached base. Andy Atwood will now get his turn at the dish. He's 0-3. Time called now, and Clayton Mortensen will go out and have a chat with Tyler Santana. Pitching coach for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans is Clayton Mortensen. There is an arm warming down the line for Myrtle Beach. Looks like it's Alfredo Zaraga from Guasdalito, Venezuela, 21-year-old. Andy Atwood will get his turn. What a story Andy Atwood has. Just signed by the Chicago White Sox this week. He was a part of a independent ball team, the Great Falls Voyagers, who used to be affiliated with the Chicago White Sox back in the day as their rookie league affiliate. Andy Atwood, a two-way guy. ended up at school in Texas Rio Grande Valley. Found his way to Great Falls, ended up doing very well, batting over 350. And then is showing signs of life out of the bullpen, too. He touched 86-87 in a relief appearance last night. First pitch from Santana, lifted and fouled back. 0-1 your count. Andy Atwood rocking number 12 out there. Of course, the number 12 occupied by our good friend in Colson Montgomery, who was called up about 2 days ago. Now at the Winston-Salem Dash. Last night, what a night for Colson Montgomery at the plate in his first game with the Dash. 2-for-4, the home run. Extending his on-base streak to 33 consecutive minor league baseball games for the number one prospect in the White Sox system. 0-1 is off the plate to Atwood. 1-1 your count. Right now, the Dash leading over the Hudson Valley Renegades up at Truist Stadium. About an hour up the road in Winston-Salem. 6-3 your score. Colson Montgomery, another 2-for-4 night at the plate. Impressive stuff. 1-1, grounder to shortstop. Madea makes the play. He'll flip underhand to Uma at second base. Four out, number three. It is a force out. It is a 6-4 play for the third out. Atwood grounds into a fielder's choice. We'll take a quick break. Head to the top of the eighth after a break on the Ballers. Baseball Network. We'll be right back in just a moment. Angel Acevedo back out on the bump as Frank Hernandez will dig in. First pitch is in there. 0-1 your count. Ballers lead 6-0 now over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans after a 3-run shot from Wilfred Veras, giving the Ballers an extended lead, a little bit of insurance as there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down in the bullpen. 0-1 is inside of Hernandez. 1-1. Frank Hernandez, 0-4-1 on the night. He did have a walk in the fifth. Angel Acevedo, so far so good out there in two very clean innings. 1-1 off the plate, 2-1. It'll be Hernandez, Uma, and Kevin Madea due up in the order. Acevedo, two innings, and they've both been 1-2-3 innings. Three total punch-outs on the night. 2-1 is just low to Frank Hernandez. Count now 3-1. Hernandez, 5'11", from Havana, Cuba. 20 years of age, international free agent signing in 2019 by the Cubs. Deep breath from Acevedo. Here's a 3-1. Swung on hard, hit into center field. James Beard, the center fielder, trailing after a warning track, makes the grab. On the run, four out, number one. It's an F8 in the book for Frank Hernandez. First out, it'll send Josue Uma, second baseman, to the plate. Osweuma, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, as well as a walk back in the third. Again, this is the fifth of six matchups. These two sides will complete the series tomorrow here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1 o'clock first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's going to be Super Splash Day. Going to have a couple of water slides, a fire truck out in center field. It's going to be a blast tomorrow at the ballpark. 1-0 from Acevedo. Hard hit, fly ball into left field. Chasing after it is Benjamin Bailey. Warning track, he leaps after it. Does he make the grab? Yes, he does. Nice play and left by Benjamin Bailey. On the run, he looked like he stumbled over his own 2 feet, but nonetheless, he makes the play. Four out, number two. It's an F7 in the book for Osweuma. It'll send Kevin Mede, the shortstop, to the plate. Super Splash Day, 1 o'clock first pitch. If you're able to come join us, be sure to do so. Tommy Summer, 2-5 with a 3.19 ERA, will get the start against Richard Gallardo for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Here's the pitch. Off the plate, 1-0. Mede 0-for-3, a strikeout, a pop out, and a fly out. Acevedo on the bump has been shoving tonight, as the youngins say. 1-0. Off speed, inside corner for strike one. Nice pitch. Off speed from Acevedo. Again, ballers are at 0-1 in the second half. If they're on top of the division at the end of the season, as the 1-1 big swing and miss, 1-2. Division leader at the second half will clinch the second playoff spot. Ballers are starting with a clean slate, chasing some playoff action. 1-2, just away. 2-2, now your count on Mede. James Triantos, third baseman awaiting on deck, as there are now two arms warming for Myrtle Beach down the line. Top of the eighth in Kannapolis. 2-2 from Acevedo. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Angel Acevedo, four punch outs on the night, and three innings of action facing the minimum at the mound. Does Angel Acevedo. Great outing for the righty. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 6-0 over Myrtle Beach. Quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. One-two, due up 1-2-3. Bottom of the eighth inning, James Beard wasting no time. Cuts on the first pitch and fouls it off from the new arm on the bump for Myrtle Beach. 0-1 is your count. Righty, 5'11", 158-pound righty from Guazulito, Venezuela. 21 years of age is Alfredo Zaraga. Third different arm used tonight by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as Zaraga on the bump will deliver the pitch. Big swing and a miss. 0-2, now your count on James Beard. Tyler Santana's night is done. Five innings, five hits, three runs all earned, three walks, and five punch-outs. Beard check swings on the 0-2 and lifts it foul down the right field line. 0-2 will remain the count. Zaraga, oh no, the 1.35 ERA. Pretty solid earned run average for the righty. He did appear back on Wednesday evening. He pitched one clean inning, allowing one strikeout. 0-2 is off the plate, 1-2, throwing a fastball at 96 miles an hour to James Beard. Opponents are batting just 130 on the year against Alfredo Zaraga. 1-2, big swing and a miss at the plate for strike three. James Beard is down for the first out of the eighth inning. And that is his second punch out of the night. It'll send it to Wilbur Sanchez, top of the order. Luke Little, starter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, a Charlotte, North Carolina native, product of East Mecklenburg High School. Two innings, three hits, three runs all earned, four walks, five punch-outs. Myrtle Beach allowing the runs for Kannapolis tonight as the pitch is off the plate, but he called a strike by Chad Patterson behind the plate. 0-1 is your count. Looks like Addison Coffey getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. 0-1 is inside to Sanchez, 1-1. Westcath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth, good guys lead 6-0, looking to snap a seven-game losing skid. They had been on a five-game winning streak. However, they have since lost seven in a row. Foul ball off the 1-1, lands in the seating bowl. Heads up down there in section 107. Looks like 107 row F heads up down there. Like everyone is all good. Lucky fan has a souvenir. And now another foul ball from Sanchez. 1-2 will remain the count. Good battle at the plate. Sanchez on the evening, 1-for-3. He did have a walk in the first, a stolen base, a single in the second. Ended up scoring in that frame as well. 1-2. Another one lifted foul. It's up over there in the area of section 103. Another one coming at 1-2. Coffey continuing to warm up down the line for Kannapolis. Kath is on deck. 1-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field. Chasing after it is Hernandez. He's not going to get there. It's going to roll to the wall. Rounding first, headed for second is Sanchez. He's not stopping. Rounding second, headed for third. He's going to slide. Throw comes in. He's saved. Wilbur Sanchez with a one-out triple here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Kannapolis all of a sudden runner on third and one down for Westcath at the plate. Wilbur Sanchez, it's his first triple on the year with a speedy Venezuelan infielder. They don't call him La Chispa for nothing. He provides the spark on offense as Westcath will dig in. Infield forced to play in with one out and a runner on third. Time called at home plate. Pitch clock violation by Alfredo Zaraga. 1-0 count now on Westcath. Is inside. 2-0 now on Westcath. Kath of the plate, here's the 2-0. Inside now 3-0. I thought the umpire had pointed at the pitcher Zaraga on the pitch clock violation. I thought he pointed at the pitcher. Making that a 3-0 count now. Here's the pitch. Off the plate, ball four. Westcath all of a sudden a three-pitch walk. When's the last time you've seen a three-pitch walk? Nonetheless, it is an instance. Now runners on the corners. Kath is on base for the third time tonight. Sends it now to El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly. Colby Smelly, Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. He's drawn two walks on the night. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 now to Smelly. Sanchez at third, Kath at first. Smelly on the evening. Two singles and two walks. He's reached base in every time he stepped to the plate tonight. 1-0. Fastball outside corner in 96. 1-1 now. Colby Smelly has extended his hit streak to now 8 consecutive games. Two singles on the night. He's got a multi-hit game as well. 1-1 is low and inside. 2-1 now. Sanchez and Smelly, both with multi-hit games tonight. Wes Kath picking up a multi-hit game up last night. Kath leading the team with 14 multi-hit games. 2-1 off the plate from Zuraga. 3-1 now. Count, one out, bottom eight. Runners on the corners. Smelly at the dish. Here's the 3-1. Fastball up and in, ball four. And all of a sudden, ballers now have drawn back-to-back walks. Bases are chuck full of ballers. Kannapolis is racking up walks like an independent contractor for Rover. As now the bases are loaded, and Clayton Mortensen will go out and have a chat with Alfredo Zuraga. Bases are loaded for DJ Gladney, the first baseman. Meeting adjourned by Mortensen at the plate. DJ Gladney will dig in. 1-for-4 on the evening. He had a single back in the seventh inning. Ended up scoring on a Wilfred Veras 3-run shot. DJ Gladney will step to the plate. Bases loaded and one down. Good spot for Kannapolis to pick up some insurance runs. Zuraga on the bump in a tight spot. First pitch, check swing, he ends up fouling it off. 0-1 your count, 96 miles an hour fastball from Zuraga. He's throwing nothing but smoke. Out there is Zuraga. Wilfred Veras is on deck. DJ looking to provide even more insurance for Kannapolis. 0-1, all off the plate. 1-1 now on Gladney. Zuraga sets the glove on the waist. 1-1. Up and in on Gladney. Count now moves 2-1. Single in the seventh. Two strikeouts and a ground into a double play for DJ Gladney. He did have two home runs back on Thursday night. 2-1. Big swing and a miss. 95 mile an hour fastball. Gladney just misses. 2-2 now on the way. Wilfred Veras on deck. He's already got a home run in tonight's ball game. Again, ballers just looking to get to the ninth inning with a substantial lead and hand it over to Addison Coffey. 2-2 outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. DJ Gladney is down on strikes for the third time tonight. Second out of the eighth inning sends it to Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras will step to the plate. Pitch is swung on and fouled off, 0-1. And I have to sit here and just chuckle a little bit. I was talking about a pretzel earlier in the ballgame, and Miss Blair Jewell, our director of social media, has just brought up a pretzel to me and said a fan here at the ballpark has heard me talking about pretzels and decided to send one up here. Whoever heard that and sent one up here, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's actually hilarious. I am laughing quite a bit up here. As much as I can, though, I have to continue calling this ball game. 1-1, big swing and a miss. 1-2, now your count on Wilfred Veras. 3-run shot in the seventh inning. Walk in the fifth, strikeout in the first, and a flyout in the third. Zuraga on the bump, looking to escape the jam of all jams. 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike three, indeed, he does get out of the jam. Veras down on strikes, and that is the third out of the eighth inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the ninth, headed your way. And we have a little bit of cream and sugar, hopefully, coming on the way. Addison Coffee will enter the ball game. Ballers need three outs for a shutout victory. Addison Coffee on the bump will take over on the mound. 6 foot two righty from Albany, Indiana. First pitch is grounded foul by Triantos. 0-1 is your count. Coffee, 6 foot two, 185-pound, 23-year-old righty. Third round pick in 2020 again out of Albany, Indiana. He is on the bump with three outs left in the ball game. Ballers lead 6-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Coffee pitched back on Wednesday. One clean inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, no nothing, as we say around here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. 0-1 count. Addison Coffee on the bump. Fastball, slider, changeup. We're going to shut the door on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans tonight. 0-1. Fastball is low and outside. 95 on the radar gun. 1-1 your count. It's probably the hardest fastball I've seen Coffee throw all year. He's been working lower 90s, 91, 92 mainly. Gets it up to 95 tonight. Deep breath. Here's the 1-1 from Coffee. Big swing and a miss from Triantos at 94. 1-2 now your count. Triantos, Alcantara, and Pagan do up in the order. That's a tough three to face if you're Addison Coffee. Two of the top prospects and probably the hottest bat in the lineup in Pagan. Coffee 3-2, the 6.28 ERA. He does lead the team in saves, though. Entering tonight's ballgame, he has two on the year. Pitch clock violation issued to Coffee. 2-2 now your count. So he took too long to deliver the pitch to Triantos. 2-2. Swung on, grounder back up the middle. Hard hit into center field for a base knock. It hits off the pitcher's mound. It's a leadoff single now for James Triantos. And it'll send Alcantara to the plate. So Coffee rattled by a pitch clock violation and then gives up a single. And will send Alcantara to the plate. Pitch to the plate is low and not a strike to Alcantara, 1-0. Alcantara, the number 7 overall prospect in the Cubs organization, acquired in the Anthony Rizzo trade last year. from the Yankees. He's at the dish. He'll call time now. 1-0 count. Runner on first is Triantos. That'll allow Colby Smelly a chance to go chat with Addison Coffey. Again, a third round pick in 2020. It is Addison Coffey. 14 in the third innings this year. 17 strikeouts, 10 walks. Opponents are batting 313 against Coffey. He's had a good couple of starts on the bump as of recently, though. 1-0. Inside, Smelly can't hold on to it. It's 2-0, and it'll go down as a passed ball on a Colby Smelly. 93-mile-an-hour pitch from Coffey to Smelly. Unable to be corralled, and Triantos is now at second base on a passed ball. Ezekiel Pagan on deck. Ballers looking to hold on. They lead 6-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Coffey's 2-0. Swung on, lifted foul by Alcantara. 2-1 now your count. Two-one count on Alcantara. 1-for-3 on the evening. He did reach in the first on a fielder's choice. 2-1. Swung on, fouled off again. 2-2 now your count. Good battle at the plate between Coffey and Alcantara. Alcantara, 6'6", 188-pound righty from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Acquired in a trade, of course, with the Yankees. Runner at second is Triantos. Addison Coffey on the bump, deep breath, 2-2. Swung on, a swinging bunt down the third base line. Coffey's going to hustle for it and can't make the play cleanly. It's going to go down as an infield single for Kevin Alcantara, allowing James Triantos as well to reach third base safely. So now back-to-back singles for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It'll send Ezekiel Pagan to the plate. All of a sudden now, the Pelicans are racking up singles like a sign-up chart for speed dating, and that'll mean John Eli has to come out and chat with Addison Coffey. Ezekiel Pagan, 0-for-2 with a walk in the fourth. However, against Kannapolis entering tonight, batting a cool, 636. A double, a home run, and five RBIs entering tonight. Two stolen bags as well. He's a threat on the base paths. Another mound visit for Kannapolis as John Eli comes and chats with Coffey. Pagan will dig in, the lefty bat from Guayanilla, Puerto Rico. 6-0 your score. Ballers on top in the top of the ninth inning. Addison Coffey on the bump looking to hold on here. A ground ball here would be helpful. First pitch is low and inside at 93. 1-0 your count. Coffey tossing only 10 pitches back on Wednesday. Didn't use much energy at all to get through one inning of action. Got the show hair going on the bump. Does Coffey. 1-0. Up and in. And Pagan wanted to cut at it, but he ended up holding back. 2-0 now. Malcolm Quintero on deck, the catcher. Ezekiel Pagan is 0-for-2 with a walk in the fourth inning as the 2-0 is low and inside, now 3-0. All of a sudden, Addison Coffey having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone. He's tossed now 12 pitches and only 6 strikes. Not the best of ratios there, however. Again, a ground ball helps here. 3-0. Fastball is low and inside, ball four. And all of a sudden now bases are chucked full of Pelicans. Top of the ninth inning, nobody out. Addison Coffey's in the pickle of all pickles. That'll send Quintero to the plate. It's a pretty big pickle here if you're Addison Coffey. It's like the ones they hand you at like a Firehouse Subs with your big old turkey bacon ranch sub. Quintero will dig in, the catcher. 1-for-3 on the evening with a single in the second inning. One oh count now as Coffey is issued another pitch clock violation. Pitch is in there. 1-1 now your count. One count, nobody out. Quintero at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. Over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 now. There is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like it's Nick Gallagher getting loose down the line. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt. Smelly can't corral. Now even at 2-2. Nick Gallagher, arm warming for Kannapolis in the bullpen. Played 12 games with the Akron Rubber Ducks in the Cleveland Guardians organization. Was cut by the Guardians last week, picked up by the White Sox, and now he finds himself in Kannapolis. Went from double A to cut to now low A ball. 2-2, lifted high and deep into right field. Chasing after it is Misael Gonzalez. Warning track, wall on the wall, makes the grab for out number one. Tagging up on the play is Triantos. He'll step on the bag for the first run of the ball game. Triantos will score. Alcantara is at third, and Quintero is out on a F9. Staying at first base is Pagan. So now runners on the corners and one down for Matt Workentine. Matt Workentine, 0-for-2, grounded into a double play and struck out. Also has a walk back in the second. Pitch from Coffey. Big swing and a miss at the plate, 0-1. Jacob Wetzel, right fielder, is on the deck. On deck. Not on the deck. On deck. 0-1. Swung on, tapped, foul by Workentine. 0-2 now your count. Coffey will set on the bump. Sets the glove at the waist. 0-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Addison Coffey adds a little bit of cream and sugar to that pitch. It is out number two here in the top of the ninth. Inning ballers need one more to clinch victory here on a beautiful Saturday night at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder, will dig in. Reach on a fielder's choice in the second. Flew out in the fifth and grounded out in the seventh inning. Jacob Wetzel from Walkersville, Maryland. Digs in, facing off against Addison Coffey. First pitch, skied into right field. Going back is Misael Gonzalez. Warning track, wall, and it's out of here. And now all of a sudden, the plot thickens. It's a three-run shot for Jacob Wetzel here in the bottom of the ninth inning as Wetzel scores a three-run shot of his own. 6-4 now your score. Addison Coffey and the ballers need one more out. It's now time called. Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out and chat. Looks like that'll be the end of the night for Addison Coffey. He does allow four runs here in this top of the ninth inning. Ballers need one more out. They'll have to call Nick Gallagher in from the bullpen to get it done. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the Ballers need one more out to clinch victory, and they'll call Nick Gallagher out of the bullpen to come grab it. Gallagher's first pitch is outside of Hernandez. 1-0 is your count. Gallagher, 6'3", 200-pound, 26-year-old, 16th-round pick in 2017 from Iowa City, Iowa, former Cleveland Guardian product. Spent last year with the Lake County Captains as the pitch is up and in on Hernandez. 2-0 now your count. Gallagher, a interesting story. He actually started this year in Double-A with the Akron Rubber Ducks in the Eastern League in the Guardians organization. 2-0 now, 3-0. Gallagher spent 12 games with the Akron Rubber Ducks. Ended up being cut by the Guardians organization. Picked up by the White Sox. Now he finds himself here in Kannapolis, trying to work his way back to the Double-A level. 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway, a get-me-over pitch in there, 3-1. Gallagher appeared back on Thursday night, pitched one clean inning, one run, it was not earned, and two strikeouts. He did get the loss, though, in that outing. 3-1 right down the middle for strike two. Ballers are one strike away from victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Fans starting to arise and keep cheering on the Ballers. Post-game fireworks on tap. 3-2. Check swing at the plate. He went around. Strike three. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 6-4 here in Kannapolis. Ballers pick up their first victory in a week here at Atrium Health Ballpark over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, handing Myrtle Beach their 20th loss on the season. Well, that's going to do it as far as game action goes. We will have an extended post-game show for all of us to enjoy here at Atrium Health Ballpark as well as here on the live stream. However, we are going to cut it for now as we are going to take a little bit of an extended break. We're going to let the fireworks go here at the ballpark, and then we're going to roll into the post-game show. I'll still be live here on the air. However, we will have to take an extended break and hold off on starting our post-game show so that we can get these fireworks here at Atrium Health Ballpark done. And we'll also be live here at the ballpark giving you all the post-game show. Very quickly, though, Ballers win 6-4. Wilfred Veras, three-run shot, ends up coming up pretty clutch in that seventh inning, considering Myrtle Beach putting up four runs in that ninth inning. Had Veras not hit that three-run shot, we'd be talking about a completely different ball game here in Kannapolis. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 6-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're going to take a quick extended break here at the broadcast booth. If you're not able to stick around with us for our extended post-game show, we will miss you for sure. Hope you're able to tune in tomorrow. 1 o'clock is first pitch. Tommy Summer will get the start on the bump for the Ballers. If you're able to, come on out tomorrow. Join us at Atrium Health Ballpark. Dan Helody saying thank you as always. A quick break. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a little bit. Trevor Wilt, thank you, my friend, for stepping up here to the press box. Broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win here in Kannapolis. They snapped their 7-game losing streak, winning 6-4 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans tonight here in Kannapolis. Couple notable performances for both sides. The Ballers held the lead for the entire ballgame. They never trailed, and they were only tied until the second inning with 3 runs in that second inning. How about Wilbur Sanchez? 2-for-4, multi-hit game with an RBI and a walk tonight. 1-for-3 night for Wes Kath with an RBI and 2 walks. 2-for-2 night for Colby Smelly with 3 walks. Colby Smelly reaching base in every single time he stepped to the plate tonight. Did Colby Smelly, El Queso Grande, big cheesin' on the Myrtle Beach pitching tonight. 1-for-5 night for DJ Gladney. How about the night for Wilfred Veras? 1-for-4 with a 3-run blast in the 7th inning, 430 feet into left field with a 3-run shot for Wilfred Veras. 1-for-3 night, Misael Gonzalez, and 1-for-3 night for James Beard. Wilbur Sanchez, that 2-for-4 night multi-hit game, one of them was a triple in the later stages of the game. Wilbur Sanchez picking up a triple in the 8th inning. On the bump, how about Jared Kelly? 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. Jared Kelly picks up his first shutout outing for the first time since mid-May. Kelly comes out with 4 shutout innings, 3 strikeouts on the night. Tyson Messer gets the victory tonight. 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 1 walk and 1 strikeout. The former Campbell Fighting Camel gets the victory with the 1 clean inning in the 5th. How about the evening for Angel Acevedo? 3 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. 3 perfect innings, I might add. Angel Acevedo with an amazing outing out of the pen. Addison Coffey comes in, 2/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 4 runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. And then Gallagher comes in and picks up the save with one third of an inning, I should say, and 1 strikeout. Again, Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 6-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On the other side, Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Only a notable performance on offense tonight would be Alcantara. 2-for-4 on the evening is the only multi-hit performance. Jacob Wetzel, 1-for-4, with a 3-run home run in the 9th inning, does give Myrtle Beach a couple of runs as well. Myrtle Beach, though, all picking up all of their runs in the 9th inning. They really didn't come alive at the plate until that 9th inning. On the bump, Luke Little, the lefty, Charlotte, North Carolina native from East Mac High School. 2 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks, and 5 punchouts for the 6'8" lefty, Luke Little. How about Santana out of the bullpen? 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 3 walks, and 5 punchouts. Zaraga, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 3 punchouts. Again, Ballers picking up their first victory since back on June 17th in Fayetteville. The Ballers are back in the win column, and they are now 1-for-1 here in this second half of action in the Carolina League. Again, the settings resetting after Thursday night's action. Myrtle Beach has already clinched their playoff spot, but Ballers are now 1-1, back to 500, and in the second half of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Series finale tomorrow, Super Splash Day here at the ballpark. Hope you're able to join us for a bunch of fun here on a Sunday afternoon. 1 o'clock first pitch. Lefty Tommy Summer will get the start. He's 2-5 with a 3.19 ERA against the righty Richard Gallardo, 4-4 with a 3.61 ERA. Again, final score tonight. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 6-4 your score. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Appreciate everyone coming out to Atrium Health Ballpark tonight. Enjoying the post-game fireworks. I hope the music was great tonight. Manager Guillermo Quiroz picking the playlist for the fireworks tonight was a great time for all. Again, appreciate everyone tuning in here at the ballpark. MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app for every game up here in the press box. Dan Lodi saying thank you for tuning in and hope you had a blast. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby, 6-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still plenty of baseball left. Still plenty of wins left here on the year. Hope you're able to join us. Have a great one, everyone, and catch you next time.